and welcome to today's edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dott, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, we take a look at the changing nature of the data center market and what one vendor is doing about it. We're joined by Nirav Sheth, Vice President of Worldwide Partner Sales and Pre-Sales Engineering at Cisco, as well as Kent McDonald, Senior Vice President of Strategic Alliances at Longview Systems. Cisco, as you may have seen, recently made some announcements that really blend its cloud and data center strategies, and we'll talk about those, but we'll also talk about the market forces behind them, with Kent providing his view on what his customers are asking for today. And of course, since this is the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast, we'll also be talking about what Cisco is doing to make sure its partners are ready for the changes to come. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Nirav Sheth and Kent McDonald.
Kent, Nirav, thanks for taking the time.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for the opportunity.
Saw the announcements in the data center space a little while ago now, and wanted to take a little bit closer look at them here on the podcast. Before we get into the specifics of the technology you're bringing to market, I think it might be best to take a step back and kind of look at the data center market, or the market for what has traditionally been the data center, perhaps one could say, and what you guys are seeing in terms of what customers are telling you, what they're caring about in their own worlds.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it, Rob. So if I kind of take a look at it, I mean, we can't really have a data center conversation anymore without really broadening the dialogue and really thinking about cloud as a whole, and this whole concept and perspective of a world of many clouds. It's the biggest technology transition and transformation in our generation. And based on market research and data that we've evaluated, and based on what we're getting from our customers and our partners, and obviously we've got a great partner here on the line, what we're seeing is that customers are looking to consume workloads and services from multiple locations. And that, you know, is really, this whole concept of multi-cloud. They're looking to consume workloads as well as SaaS capabilities from the cloud. But they're looking to fuse that and marry that with capabilities and mission-critical workloads and other things that they're running on-premise, you know, within, let's say, a private cloud environment. Again, from the data point of view, we're seeing 87%, kind of customer embracement of multiple clouds. And if we look at it, you know, the public cloud providers and the SaaS providers have been growing. Certainly our own SaaS capabilities are an example of that. You know, we've had great growth in capabilities like WebEx, which is our, you know, market leading collaboration SaaS capability and portfolio. We've had, you know, a lot of momentum in our security SaaS. But we're also seeing, continued generally, I mean, just from a market point of view, not just for Cisco, but that infrastructure spend continues to grow as well. And so I think just at an uber macro lens, we're seeing super fast growth from a market point of view in terms of public cloud, but we're still seeing growth in terms of private capabilities. And for a customer that is looking to consume workloads and services and applications from this entire world, they have to be able to wrap that with the right kind of network connectivity, the right kind of WAN connectivity, the right kind of policy features, capabilities, as well as having the right security posture across all of that. And so before we even get into some of the specifics of the innovations, really the journey that we're on is to be able to serve as that connective tissue across the world of many clouds and really bring an end-to-end and a breadth of portfolio for a customer to understand that they've got the ability to optimize the environment, secure that environment, and run that application or workload wherever they need to run it from, including all the way out to the edge, which ties into some of the innovation. So let me pause there, and also maybe invite Kent in for some of his thoughts and perspectives.
You know, Ravi did a great job of giving the assessment. You know, I think very much we're seeing our customers want to have a cloud-first conversation. And then what they come to appreciate that is the hyperproviders have a part of that, but more often than not, it really is how do you create a cloud-like experience on-prem. And so we're seeing the same trends, growing spend in the hyperprovider side of consumption, but also how do we create that continuity of experience for workloads and application and see it as one broader or multi-cloud experience. And so there's a lot of innovation going on in the data center, and certainly some of the messages that we're having is that it's really where your data is and how you manage that both off-prem and on-prem and between multiple clouds. So it's an exciting time to be an integrator and to bring that those solutions to market for our customers who are really trying to explore and get the value out of a cloud experience.
Wanted to get into obviously what you guys are doing at Cisco to address this, and what are your thoughts, Nirev, on what you guys are doing to make the data center more flexible or data center workloads more flexible?
Thanks, Rob. So we are really excited about some of the innovations that we announced over the last several weeks, and really the whole concept is, and back to Kent's kind of commentary, the whole concept will be kind of, you know, the data center is anywhere and everywhere that you need it to be. So if we kind of take a look at some of the innovations that we announced, you know, some of the part of the innovation is really around how do we take the world-class kind of network policy, fabric, and automation capabilities that we've got in terms of ACI, application-centric infrastructure, and now drive that and connect that in a seamless way into the hyperproviders, right? So how do we have capability and extend that ACI into Azure? How do we have that capability, extend that ACI into AWS? And so if I'm a customer and I'm looking to drive a consistent kind of experience from a network policy and fabric point of view, I can do that, which then starts to not only optimize that environment in terms of where I'm consuming the workloads from, but it also makes portability of those workloads much more seamless and much faster than ever before. What we also announced in terms of innovations here over the last several weeks is this whole concept of, again, extending the ability to provide high-scale, high-robust data center capabilities from anywhere and everywhere. And so on one hand, if I think of kind of the innovations with ACI and bringing ACI and connecting it to the cloud, the other end of the spectrum would be how do we take those world-class capabilities and build it out at the edge. And that's what we've done with our HyperFlex portfolio. We've got a wonderful market-leading portfolio in terms of hyperconverged. And typically that portfolio has been a little bit more oriented towards, let's say, still running in a data center environment. And now we've got some smaller footprint capabilities that we can now take out not only to the branch, but ultimately out to the edge. And so as customers start to bring more and more things online at the edge, if you think of this entire emerging world of IoT and, you know, all the things that will get connected because of 5G and everything else, we need to have robust processing and analytics capabilities and compute and storage capabilities really at the edge, because, you know, customers can't afford the latency and the time to send that data, you know, back to their data center, ultimately to the public cloud. And so that's kind of the other end of the spectrum. So again, I'm really excited because what we're doing is, you know, this whole concept of we're going to provide our customers with world-class market-leading innovation, no matter where they're choosing to consume that workload, from the data center, from the cloud, or at the edge. Previously, kind of in lockstep with all of this, we had provided or we had announced other integrations with the hyperscale providers in terms of, you know, joint development from a Kubernetes point of view and a container and microservices point of view with Azure, AWS, and Google. And so ultimately what we're doing there in lockstep with all of these other innovations is, again, making it seamless for a customer to develop their workload anywhere and ultimately run it anywhere.
Okay. And it probably goes, almost goes without saying at this point with Cisco, but most or all of this new functionality is coming in the form of software and subscription basis. Is that correct, Nirev?
There's definitely a tremendous amount of our innovation that's taking place in terms of software. But we're also really proud of like the world-class innovation we're doing in hardware. And so if we think of kind of ACI, you know, the announcements more recently would have been more software related in nature. But that fuses with, let's say, our world-class on-prem, you know, data center switching Nexus capabilities. HyperFlex, bringing that out to the edge, you know, that's obviously a tremendous amount of software footprint, software capability running on top of now smaller appliances, for lack of a better term, hardware appliances. At the edge. And, you know, to your point on software, obviously we're doing more and more in terms of flexible consumption models. We've announced our brand new data center enterprise agreement to really give customers the ability to consume end-to-end all the different kind of software capabilities they need, ACI, Cloud Center, Intersight, so forth and so on, and really have that cloud management kind of environment and suite that they need. And not have to worry about kind of having to pay, you know, on an individual or per user or per workload kind of basis.
Okay. Kent, love to get your thoughts on, you know, where you've seen opportunity with some of the technologies we're talking about here and in kind of in these announcements, any particular things that piqued your interest as early days opportunities for you when you're talking to Longview's customers?
Yeah, thanks, Rob. You know, when I got the announcements, I would say that I was very pleased. I think Nirav and many at Cisco would agree that I've been a strong advocate that Cisco needs to continue to evolve their cloud offering and their cloud solution. So for me, this was very positive to see these investments in these technologies and solutions come to market. So to my earlier comments, customers are looking for a continuity of experience of having a traditional skill set and a cloud skill set. It's very expensive and inefficient for many customers to support. From a partner integration, ACI, you know, this is not necessarily the something you want to do without planning and assessment and figure out how you architect and deploy this. So this is a great opportunity from Longview's of the world to go in and help our customers architect that deployment and really get that operational efficiency of managing your applications and workloads between multiple clouds. This, to have HyperFlex go down market to go into the branch offering, again, gives us broader reach. And we've been a big advocate and been very successful driving the Cisco software offering and the ELAs to see that now come in the data center. We see more and more appetite for customers to make their investment around a roadmap and architecture around software and then be able to refresh the hardware that accelerates that over time. But to have that strategic path and investment with software laid out gives the customer great roadmap of how they're going to evolve their IT offering. So a lot of pluses here from a partner lens, and definitely of the pivot of both more cloud solutions and more software solutions. Two thumbs up for me.
In looking at the releases when they came out and hearing a bit about them, you know, the idea of remote office, branch office, and that sort of thing came up a few times, and that seems to me, or at least it feels like it should play well in Canada, as we have said so many times, a nation of SMBs, particularly for an organization based in the U.S. A lot of Canadian business looks like SMB.
Yeah, and you know, again, kind of repetitive here, but just having that continuity of platform, which we have in your traditional data center, and be able to go to the remote office, just the efficiencies to be able to manage and support, just drive benefits for everyone, and especially the customer in efficiency and for the end user that they're trying to support. So being able to have that continuity and consistency is definitely the right roadmap for us. And going down market, which Canada is more so in the commercial market, should fit very well for us.
And Rob, if you don't mind, let me chime in on that.
Please.
You know, kind of if we think about it, the SMBs of today potentially could be the enterprises of tomorrow. And so one of the mantras that we're on with, you know, things like Intersight and HyperFlex is how do we deliver to our customers, including our SMB customers, consumer-grade simplicity backed with enterprise-grade capability? And I think that's one of the things we're really excited about, back to Kent's points here, right? How do we take these things that have been kind of really enterprise-grade and enterprise class, you know, have the right price points, have the right footprints, and have the right flexibility in terms of software consumption models, and really arm our SMBs with that. And then as those SMBs grow, you know, they can continue to just grow within that same stack without having to re-architect or revalidate different technologies or different capabilities.
Yeah, that's a great call out, Nirav. And I think that way, you know, we have seen kind of a make-do attitude sometimes about having different solutions on the edge versus what you have in the data center. So being able to have the performance and manageability and support of enterprise-grade technology out in the remote office consistent to what you have in the data center makes everyone's life easier.
All right. Nirav, would love to get your thoughts on what you guys are doing around partner enablement and kind of making sure partners are ready both from a skill set standpoint and from an economic standpoint to deliver on these demands that we're talking about.
And thanks, Russ. So topic's very near and dear to our hearts. And so first and foremost, our commitment to the channel is unwavering. Globally, our business is approximately 85% channel penetrated, and that includes our new and emerging software and SaaS capabilities. In many instances, these things are even more channel penetrated. And so to your point, to ensure that we've got the right capabilities in place to help our partners build capacity is super critical. And so we've done, you know, as we always do, as we've brought these things to market, we've done, you know, different kind of low touch and high touch engagements in terms of sales enablement. We want to get our partners' pre-sales engineering teams enabled as well, both in terms of the sales and the positioning, as well as the technical competency. Because, and to your earlier question, more and more of the innovation is really in the software, we've started to do a lot of work around how do we get our partners' field engineering, really their services teams, enabled so that they have the comfort level that they need to drive software activation and then ultimately start the customer on that entire lifecycle journey. You know, through the course of that EA and through the course of that licensing process, because ultimately that's going to lead to incremental opportunity for our partners. And so we've got a lot of high-touch, low-touch enablement we've brought to bear from a profitability point of view. You know, because this is really within kind of our same stack, we want to make sure that how our partners engage with Cisco is streamlined and simple. And so we've had a robust set of different programs out there for the data center portfolio, things like account breakaway, things like VIP, which is our back-end incentive program or rebate program. So all these new innovations continue to come within that construct and within that fold. And what we're doing as our portfolio evolves to more software and subscription is we've obviously made our software and subscription offers, so things like ACI Anywhere, you know, or, you know, capabilities around HyperFlex, that much more richer in terms of rebate, because ultimately we want our partners to be growing their recurring revenue opportunities as they're helping us grow our recurring revenue opportunities. And so, you know, these are topics that, you know, are really exciting for us. And we take a lot of pride in making sure that our partners are building the capacity and kind of need the, have the kind of engagement support that they need from our side to be successful. Now, the other side that I would also say is, because these are extensions of portfolios that they're already comfortable with, that's kind of the other journey that we're on, right? We don't want everything new to be a major event. We want to make it streamlined. We want to make it simple. And so our partners' kind of data center practice capabilities, you know, Kent and the Longview team are comfortable and familiar with ACI. They're comfortable and familiar with HyperFlex. So the lift to get them activated on an extension of HyperFlex or extension of ACI is not the same as if would have been, let's say, when we were first coming to market with ACI.
Yeah, and it's, from a partner lens, I'll validate Narav's commentary there, just almost a riches of touch points and programs and training. So it's lining up our capacity to consume would be our only limiting factor, but certainly a great partnership there in regards to enablement, and we certainly see lots of opportunities as we go forward together.
John, anything else you guys wanted to cover off before we wrap things up here?
You know, two things I would just keep in mind. You know, Kent kind of commented on this. You know, he's been a great advocate and a champion around really driving us in terms of our cloud strategy. I think that, you know, that's a really important consideration, right? I mean, our focus is always to listen. To listen to the market, to listen to our customers, and listen to our partners. Strategic partners like Kent and others have had a tremendous amount of kind of opportunity, not only to get the insights and kind of strategic vantage points as where are we going from a roadmap point of view, but also then having the ability to influence that roadmap, having the ability to influence our partner programs and whatnot. And then I think, again, on the other side of it, from a customer lens, we're constantly listening, and, you know, we are very confident. You know, not only about obviously, and everybody recognizes that the cloud is one of the biggest transitions in the technology world, but that we're on the right path because they need, you know, to have an end-to-end partner that they can partner with as they think about cloud. It's not just about the data center. It's not just about the connective tissue into the public cloud. How do we optimize the SaaS? How do we optimize the network? How do we secure that? We had announced a few months prior, you know, security embedded in our software-defined WAN capabilities, these, you know, as the new cloud edge. I mean, these are all the things our customers are coming to us with, you know, when they're thinking about, you know, consumption from the cloud. And we're really, really excited that systematically we've created this amazing and then portfolio, where the customer knows when they turn to us and they work with a partner like Longview, that we're going to be that neutral kind of Switzerland to make them successful in that entire end-to-end journey.
I'll echo Narayan's comments. Thanks for all those that listened today. I'll make a little bit of a blatant commercial. If you're listening and have questions or trying to figure out how you get to a multi-cloud or a hybrid cloud strategy, be that on-prem or going to one of the hybrid providers, I would ask you to consider Longview, and we'd be happy to have a conversation.
Gentlemen, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Rob.
So there you have it, a look at the data center market with Narav Shath and Kent McDonald. I'd like to thank Narav and Kent for taking the time, thank Cisco for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. Expect to hear more from Cisco on the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast later this week, as I'm currently traveling to New Orleans for the company's annual Partner Marketing Velocity Conference, just about the only vendor-supported event strictly focused on the tactics partners can use to get the word out and fuel their pipeline. In the meantime, if you're enjoying the podcast, we'd request that you take a minute to leave a rating in your podcast app of choice, and of course, you can subscribe in either Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts and make sure you don't miss an episode. Till next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.